Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. No matter what your politics are, the secret ballot should be held sacrosanct in the U.S. The secret ballot lets people vote how they want without fear of intimidation or retribution. It's the American way. As Steve Forbes says in this podcast, removing secret ballots is more of a Soviet-style way of doing a union election. In addition to the card check, the Employee Free Choice Act has another provision that will be devastating to small business. COSY, the Council of Smaller Enterprises, calls it the biggest threat to small business this year. Listen why.
Thank you, Danny. And we're here today to discuss the Employee Free Choice Act, EFCA, which we believe really should be entitled Employee Forced Choice Act. There are two major provisions of it. Many of you are already familiar with one of them, so-called card check, which would in effect do away with free ballots for unionization. If the union organizers get 50% plus one of a workforce or work unit to sign on for organization, then the organization takes place. Normally, if you have cards of a sufficient number, you can have to have a free ballot, free choice. So workers may feel that they're being coerced by their colleagues or by other tactics to sign on to having a union, but in a secret ballot they can vote no and therefore exercise their true choice. This would do away with the secret ballot. It goes against all the traditions of modern times. It's more of a Soviet style way of doing union elections. There's another provision, though, that would also be very devastating, and that is binding arbitration. If a company or unit is organized and you don't get an agreement between parties within, say, a 90-day period, the government can appoint an arbitrator, come in and dictate a contract. This would be very, very damaging to small businesses. You would have arbitrators who have no real understanding of a small business, their workplace conditions, no expertise, making decisions on wages, benefits, workplace conditions. Small businesses would be especially hurt by this. And so the two factors, no free ballot, that would be against American tradition, and forced arbitration, that is the employer and the employee would have no say in terms of the first contract, a two-year contract dictated by the government. That, again, goes against the grain of American tradition.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.